or, you know, just look around the way with us now and see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Go up there and check on the hospital or something, see if they find out something wrong with me or not.
Well, I just come to the doctor doing the same thing.
Let's see, I was talking about these songs. You heard Charlie play a song, Saw the Dog again.
Oh, yeah. I heard him play that.
I'll let you tell me about this Blind Blake again. I missed that tape ran out. You said you heard Blind Blake play.
I heard him play in a, oh, I don't know what you'd call it, but it is a great big place there in Chicago. And he played that. That's the first time I heard Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Right after we come back home, then this other fella, he had it on record. Now, I don't know who picked it up from who, who wrote it or what have you, but they both were singing.
You ever hear Charlie sing songs? I'm just going to mention some titles, Tight Like That. You know, that's temporary. Yeah,
that's
Tight
right.
Like That.
That's right. Yeah.
You ever seen that
yes,
one?
Yes, he sang that
one. What about Sitting on Top of the World?
No, I never hear him sing it, not too much.
Oh, and John Henry?
I never did hear him sing John Henry either.
Did he sing Crow Jane like you did?
Well, he'd help me sing.
He did,
but he never did take it for his song.
He had his own stops.
That's right.
What about I Walked All the Way to East St. Louis?
I don't remember that one either.
The Sliding Delta, did he have a version
of Sliding Delta? Oh, yeah, he had that now.
What did he call it? He called it Sliding Delta?
Sliding Delta, that's what he called it.
That's about a train.
That's know? Right.
And the 4 o'clock blues.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard him play that too. Hope him play it. Back to business, he kept a fooling with me till I could help him play most anything he sang.
You ever hear him try to yodel, throw his, you know, voice up, you know, like, uh-huh, like that, you know?
No, he just flat fit sang. Just, you know, just come on out. Now, he holler sometimes.
Besides Charlie Patton, who was the best guitar player you ever saw or ever heard?
I don't know. I couldn't say that I found or heard no better guitar player than Charlie Patton.
What about next to Charlie?
I was crazy about him. Now, Sugar was the next man to my jam. Just, you know, to play with the, yes, just to play with the strings, you know.
Let's see now. This is important. I'll tell you when it's important. What about Charlie ever sing a song about Uncle Sam?
Not as I knows of. I didn't hear
him about the government going to the war.
No, sir, I never heard him sing it. If he did, he might have put it on record or something like that. But he never did sang nothing like that.
Now, do you think of any other musicians besides you who played any of Charlie's pieces or sound anything like Charlie, either guitar or singing?
Oh well, I could name you two, three who tried.
Could you tell me?
But they didn't make too much headway, you know. Because this boy they call Elijah Jones, he tried it, and he failed, so he took his own way, and he went, and he made a pretty good musician.
Where was Elijah from?
He was from Swift Town, the same place I was from.
He tried to play Charlie.
That's right.
Was he older than you or younger than you?
He's younger than me.
So he tried to pattern after Charlie.
That's right. That's
he
right.
Never could get it down.
Never could get it down. Man.
What about who are the other two now?
And we had another one down there. He didn't last too long. We called T.L. Little. And another one down there called Joe Donnelly. Well, all of them's dead. Now, Elijah's still living, but Joe and T.L.'s dead.
Where does Elijah live these days?
He live at Swift Town down there where we was raised
up
at. He's
about your age, isn't
he? He's about 6 years under me. He's in his 50s, though.
Oh,
he's
good.
He's really good. He's really good after he taken up his own way.
He got his own style.
Well, see, if Charlie had been living and could have trained him,
it helped.
Yeah. He could have trained him like he done me. But
he tried it off records.
That's right. He tried to get it off the records.
Let's see, you once mentioned T.C. Collins. Well, I see around when I've asked you, what kind of pieces did T.C. play? Did you know T.C. before he became a minister at all?
That's right. Yeah, Dulcimer, Broom, and all that kind of thing. You know, blues was changing then.
Yeah, when T.C. was playing.
That's when playing.
What kind of voice? What sort of voice did he have?
I thought he had a pretty voice to me. I wouldn't know whether to call it a baritone or bass, but he really had a good voice for a guitar, you know.
Would you say he was as good as people like Bo Weevil or Son Stuckey or Dee Irvin?
Well, about in that bracket.
Mm-hmm. Do you know many songs?
Yes, he knew a pretty good deal of songs, you know, just like he would pattern one from me or you or anybody else. He'd play different blues like that.
The man who knew more songs than anybody was Charlie Patton.
I mean, I just was crazy about him. I loved him. And I don't reckon nobody will ever beat him in my judgment, you know.
I think you're pretty well right. I never heard anybody any better.
Oh,
sure. Can you think of any other musicians who were up around Glendora or Sumner? Up around. You ever go around Tippo, Tutwiler, up and down?
Not in my rough career. My career was up the North Dog, through there around Tutwiler, you know, on into Darlings and Maud and Lambert around there, back home.
Back home. So you didn't get around Sumner too much?
Not Sumner well. Now, my career through there now as a preacher.
Yes,
right.
Did you ever hear about Charlie Patton getting married in Morgan City? Son Stucky told me before he died, he said he went to a marriage. He said he went to a marriage and Charlie Patton married a woman down there, said he. He said he married a girl down there in Morgan City on the plantation that he was living on. And he claimed it was Charlie Patton.
Well, he might have did it. I don't know, but I ain't heard that.
I never heard that. You ever hear Charlie ever talk about how he got his throat cut?
No, I never did discuss that with him. I often wanted to ask him, you know.
What happened to him? He felt he wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I figured down the line somewhere he might would tell me.
Yeah.
As you know, sometimes you go to digging into things like that, you know, you kind of round folks up.
Well, now, you ever hear anybody else talk about what they thought of how to get it cut?
No, sir, I never did. I never did know. I don't reckon I was around the people that was around when it happened, see. And all of us just knew him, and he had that scar.
You once said the guitar player named James Bunnell.
Showed
you some things on the guitar. Now, where was he from?
Now, James Bunnell said he was from Clarksdale, Mississippi. Now, that boy was good with a guitar. But he wasn't my ideal to worship because he was just, you know, you got some people that's sumptuous with what they got. Mm-hmm. And you have to coax them and beg them and, you know, persuade them. And, yeah. And that was the part about him I didn't like.
How do you play, natural or Spanish?
He played just any tune. He could play in any tune. Just like Charlie Patton, he could play just any tune.
Did he play Charlie's music in
it? No. He played different from him altogether. See, that's what made Charlie tell me when we first met. He said, if you listen to me, say, I'll learn you how to pick a guitar. Well, you see, I was patterned after James then, see.
What did James show you then?
James, he showed me just how to tune a box. He learned me everything. He learned me how to tune a box and how to put the notes together and how to play.
How to chord.
Yeah, that's right.
Some natural in Spanish?
Spanish or whatever tune it be in, whatever tune I desire to pick in, that's the one he teach me. And one thing he learned me, I didn't know. You can learn to pick a guitar easy if you stand behind a man, look over his shoulder.
Well, you know,
look down.
Hand,
that's right.
Recording.
You can understand his hands then, but now if you stand out in front of him, you never learn.
No, we're getting. Mm-hmm.